Ron Burgundy podcast is starting when? Now! This is Ron Burgundy, and you are listening to the Ron Burgundy podcast, available wherever podcasts are available from. As always, I'm joined by my producer, Carolina. Carolina, how are you today?
I'm okay. Thanks for asking.
I understand you have something important you would like to share with us.
Yeah, actually, I do. As you know, Carl, my boyfriend Carl, who's in the Navy, he was just shipped off for a 2-year tour of duty, and it's just so hard saying goodbye to him this morning.
Right, more on that later. And I'm not just saying that. I really want to hear more about Carl.
Okay.
But first off, we are joined in studio by some very talented musicians who are going to help us come up with a theme song for the Ron Burgundy podcast.
Carl also just...
In a minute!
He broke up with
me. We will get to your story, trust me. I really want to hear about it.
Well, he broke up with me actually right before boarding.
Yeah, we'll hear about it.
Okay.
Trust me.
Yeah.
For those of you listening to the podcast, you probably noticed that we have functioned without a proper theme song. I have just been making them up off the top of my head, and... I gotta say, some of them are pretty damn good. We've gotten a lot of great feedback.
No, we haven't gotten any feedback.
What?
Zero feedback. People haven't been writing letters.
Oh.
Or, yeah.
Well, anyway, today our objective is to come up with a song befitting of the Ron Burgundy podcast. So while we're here, and we will get to Carl, don't worry.
Okay.
Why don't we take this time, and we're gonna go around the room, and I'd like all the members of this musical group to introduce yourselves and tell our listeners your name and what instrument you play and some sort of animal that I could associate with so I can remember your name. So we'll start with this gentleman right here.
Hello, my name is Tam, and I play keys, and my name begins with the letter T, so I'm going to say Tiger.
Tam Tiger, but you're sitting in front of a piano.
Yes.
But you said you play the keys.
Keys are on the piano.
Okay, so you don't jingle house keys.
No.
All right. No. Well, we just want to make sure everyone knows that, because that could be confusing.
Yeah, that one's just for the listeners.
So Tam Tiger, and he plays the piano. He doesn't play the keys.
Yeah.
Let's be clear. All right. We'll start over here.
I'm Trevor. And I play the guitar. And I got to be honest with you, my favorite animal is also the tiger.
You're going to go with the tiger too?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay, so we have... So.
It defeats the purpose of the animal exercise, but let's just keep going.
All right. Next.
I'm Taylor. I play guitar. My nickname was Tiger when I was in high school.
But I swear to God, Taylor, I will knock your teeth out if you choose Tiger.
I identified with it for a long time, but if you say so, I could...
You got to pick another animal.
I'll go with polar bear.
Polar bear. Thank you. I'm about to lose my mind. So polar bear.
Sure.
I mean, think about it. I don't think you can dispute this. A tiger and a polar bear fight to the death? I put my money on an 800-pound polar bear every time.
800 pounds?
I'd assume a polar bear is about 800 pounds, right? That's the weight of a Volkswagen Beagle.
A Volkswagen Beagle?
A Beagle.
Yeah.
Yes, a Volkswagen Beagle.
We'll get back to that.
You drive a Volkswagen Beagle?
No, it's a beetle, like a bug. I see where the confusion happened.
Oh, that's why it's called a bug. The VW bug.
Yeah.
Never knew that. You learn something new every day. The gentleman with the bigger guitar.
All right, my name is Lee. This is a bass. I play the bass.
Great.
And I'll go with a leopard.
Leopard. Okay. Yeah. See, Lee's thinking.
Yeah. Also a nickname people have for me. Leopard. So I'll just go with that.
When I was a younger man, that was the nickname for my penis. Leopard.
Really?
Yes. No. No, I'm just kidding. No. No. No, I never had a nickname. I always wanted one.
Right. It has to be.
It has to happen organically.
Exactly.
Never did. Trust me, I had a laundry list of nicknames. I would lay down with a woman and say, by the way, if you take a look at this list of nicknames on this clipboard, and if you want to use it at any time to describe my genitalia, feel free.
Before making love?
Before making love, yes.
That's hard.
Leopard was at the top of the list. And I'd try to hint, like, okay, leopard, time to play. Time for the leopard to hunt.
Oh.
And most of the women would leave.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, let's go back to drums.
My name's Griffin. I'm playing drums. And I think I'm going to go with Griffin because it's...
Well, that's a mythical creature, though. But can we do that, Carolina?
Sure, it's just for, you know,
name. I think
name.
It's a halftime.
Feels weird to me.
I mean...
Do you mind getting another one?
Do you mind, Griffin? Because I'll never remember your name if you're Griffin the Griffin.
Sure, I'll go with Beagle.
Oh, like the Volkswagen Beagle.
Exactly.
I just feel like...
Great, thank you. So it is a Beagle. I knew it was a Volkswagen Beagle.
We just wanted to get the names down. We've really lost our...
All right, Griffin's here. My man back there. On the skins. You call them the skins, right?
I like to call them the cans.
The cans. Play the cans, the skins. But you don't play the keys, do you? And I'm not talking about piano. I'm talking about keys on a keychain.
It depends what the track calls for, you know?
So sometimes you play a set of house keys
probably
or car
like
keys.
Like an overdub kind of thing.
I don't... You're just speaking Greek to me now, Griffin. A.K.A. Beagle. Anyway, this is going to be great. And here's what I am... so excited about. We, of course, producing today, we have the great, the talented, a dear friend of mine, Mr. Phil Spector, and he is in the booth today.
Oh, no.
No, what happened? He couldn't make it?
He's in prison.
What is he doing in prison? Is he visiting someone?
No, he went for murder.
Oh, he murdered someone.
Yeah, it was...
Phil? My Phil?
I know.
When did this happen?
A really long time ago.
How did I lose track?
I mean, I don't know. It was all over the news. It was a huge scandal.
He did stop returning the letters I wrote to him.
Yeah, that address. I don't think he lives in prison now. He just got...
Who's sitting back there that looks exactly like Phil Spector?
It's actually the guy that we've been working with, Nick. He did all of our other episodes with us.
Sure, I know Nick.
Yeah, it's just Nick.
Oh, back there. Maybe it's the reflection off the light.
Maybe.
For some reason, Nick today looks like Phil Spector.
That's not nice.
Wow, Phil Spector. If you're listening to this podcast, we have breaking news. Phil Spector is currently in prison.
Yeah, it's not...
This just out. Well, I've got to go by and visit and bring him a bundt cake. He loves bundt cakes. Oh, Phil. You should see a look on his face when he bites into a delicious Ron Burgundy bundt cake. I know how to make a great bundt cake.
That's another episode we're doing.
I can't wait. That's going to be a fun one. Now, I really have to thank you guys. You guys have done me an absolute solid by coming here today. I know your schedules are busy, and you're well-paid musicians, and you don't need this bullshit. But you're here, and I really appreciate it. And you have come up with all the musical compositions for each one of these potential theme songs, and I have meticulously crafted the lyrics, and per usual, Carolina has done nothing.
Are you kidding me? I got the band. You have no idea how much I do. I drive over to your condo every day to personally wake you up because you don't know how to work the alarm clock.
Okay, relax.
You don't even know how to turn on the stove or change batteries in your TV remote.
Okay, I was kidding.
Okay.
Jeez. Now I know why Carl left.
What did you just say?
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let's dive into our first song. What do you say, guys?
Yeah.
We'll dive into our first song. We're gonna pass this out here. Okay. Whenever you're ready, take it away. Ron Burgundy, talking and saying things. Ron Burgundy, he's not playing games. Making sure you get the facts and listen to some gas. He will fight to the end. We know he's the best. Take back the night, take back the night. Wow. Guys, that felt really good. I mean, first one right out of the gate. I like that. I like that. Carolina, thoughts?
There's the take back the night part. You say that like four times.
Do I?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just in the flow.
Okay.
And I didn't realize.
It's a really masculine song.
Yes.
That's what you were going for. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Very pickup truck.
Good. Yeah.
Okay, it's, yeah. Red State.
Hard driving.
Yeah.
Not messing around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Really tough.
Especially with the lyric, Take Back the Night.
What does that part mean?
It's just a little thematic choice, okay. Take Back the Night. I think it just says, hey, we're not messing around.
Right.
Okay, do we take it out and maybe just shorten the song a little bit?
I was thinking the exact opposite. We might want to add 8 more bars of Take Back the Night.
Okay.
You know what? We'll revisit it.
Okay, let's table it.
Well, we got that one in the can. That one felt good. Let's move on with our second selection here. A little more of a jazz feel to it. Fellas, take it away whenever you're ready. Butterscotch and brandy, no time like tonight. We're gonna get down with it. This impulse we can't fight. Take my hand while I kiss your lips. This ain't no mystery. Who's that man talking in my ear? He's Ron Burgundy. 1, 2, 3, 4, take back the night.
Wait.
Take back the night.
Okay, we're doing, that was Take Back the Night. That was the lyric from the last song that we talked about, right? That was, we were having trouble with because it didn't make any sense.
Oh, did we say it?
Yeah, 3 times.
Okay, I was just flowing.
I know.
I didn't, you know what? That's fine, because I wasn't feeling, I don't feel like we have enough.
Yeah.
Improvised spoken words, so...
Really?
Yeah, let's take that bass for a walk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get a little more of that. Tiny little Dutch boy walking through the town. He's got no family left. He wants to be a clown. Chip chop, says the falcon, as he drives his motor car. Oh no, it's gonna rain down in foggy London town.
All right.
Foggy London town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think that's
good? That's gonna mix in real nice.
I don't know, but we can try it.
Well, we've got Phil here. He's a magic man.
No, we don't, because...
But he's going to help from prison.
I don't feel comfortable, but...
Making contact?
Yeah.
All right. Well, those are two. Those are two options.
I feel like that was like very much like the romantic song.
Those are two options.
Yeah.
Let's dive into this. This one's a little more of a pop mix to it. Something that the kids will, I think, really dig. You say dig, right, Carolina?
Oh, not really. I say like or love or...
Oh. No one says dig? Like really, literally no one on planet Earth?
I didn't say that.
Oh. Yeah. So people say it.
Okay.
All right. Waited by the phone on a Saturday night. Move along, there's nothing to see. Thought by now I'd find true love, but in life, let's face it, nothing's for free. Ow, my back! Oh! Who's gonna knock up on my door at night? I'm telling you my heart is pure. Driving through the pouring rain, I got a feeling, and this time I'm sure. Ron Burgundy Podcast. It's fun, but how? Ron Burgundy Podcast. It's him and now. Ron Burgundy Podcast. Ooh, it's hot. Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, one other thing. Take back the night.
Okay.
Ah, damn it. I did it again, didn't I?
Yeah, we got it.
I caught myself that time. Jeez.
It's a good lyric. I just don't see how it fits.
Yeah. You know what? This time I'm with you 100%. It was just jackass. It's in the muscle memory, and it's just hard to shake it. And I think...
It's in the muscle memory?
It's in my muscle memory.
Okay.
The memories of my muscles. Each muscle has a memory.
Oh, well...
It's science.
I know what you mean.
It's charted.
I know what you mean.
They're doing studies on it.
Okay.
But anyway, you get it into your muscle memory, and it's like your regular brain forgets things, but your muscles do not.
Got it. So that's where Take Back the Night came.
Like if I watch Kramer versus Kramer,
uh-huh.
My right bicep just twitches.
Are you serious?
Endlessly.
Because it remembers?
It remembers the movie.
The movie.
How much it loved the movie. If I even, right now, look at my right bicep.
You're just thinking about it.
It's going crazy.
Yeah.
Because I'm just thinking about Kramer versus Kramer.
Right.
Fellas, do you like Kramer versus Kramer?
I haven't seen it.
I don't even know what that is.
I haven't seen it. Never saw it.
Check it out. If you got a free Sunday.
It's just a movie about divorce.
And leave the whole day open, because once you watch it once, you're going to watch it a second time. Well, so far 3 for 3 in my book, you know.
Sure, we'll have to choose one of these.
We'll have to choose. It's going to be a tough decision. This is going to be a brain twister, right?
We'll probably just go with whichever sounds.
Going to be a lot of muscle memory used in this one.
Did you just learn about that?
Muscle memory?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Sure.
All right, guys. Here's one I wrote. Original composition. I also wrote the music for it. Caroline, if you could pass out the sheet music, that'd be great.
Sure.
This is an original. And, I feel really good about what I wrote here. Some powerful lyrics that came from the heart. I've worked on this song for over a year.
Oh, my God.
And, so it's good to finally record it, even if we don't use it for the podcast.
Okay. Do you think this might be the one, then?
This could be the one.
Oh.
So.
That's exciting. Okay.
All right. Okay. You're on the phone with your girlfriend, she's upset. She's going off about something that you said. 'Cause she doesn't get your humor like I do. I'm in the room, it's a typical Tuesday night. I'm listening to the kind of music she doesn't like. But she'll never know your story like I do. But she wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts. She's a cheer captain and I'm on in the bleachers. Dreaming about the day when you wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here the whole time. If you can see the one who understands you, been here all along, so why can't you see? You belong with me.
Taylor Swift song.
It's been recorded. Actually, it was on the radio. I think it came out in like 2000.
This is a Taylor Swift song.
How did you worked on this?
I wrote the music.
Okay.
And the lyrics.
I think maybe what happened is that you might have heard it somewhere. Maybe
these are exactly the Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Word for word.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing: is it beyond the realm of possibility that two people on planet Earth could not literally write the same song word for word, note for note?
I feel like probably not.
I don't know. I mean, I believe you. I believe that you believe that you wrote the song.
Maybe you heard it and forgot you heard it.
I don't even think that you believe that you wrote it. That's just a straight ripoff. That's plagiarism.
Okay,
listen, Griffin. This is an open forum. Fine, but relax. Okay? I'll have your car towed. Carolina will rent a tow truck and tow it.
That's not necessary. I think that we should just maybe think.
All right, so we don't do it. So it happened to be a Taylor Swift song. I had no idea.
For legal reasons.
My apologies.
We just can't.
Fair enough.
Listen to this. There. Done.
That's really dramatic. Okay.
Done. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to eat it.
No.
And I'm going to poop it out.
Okay.
And mail it to you know who.
That's crap.
This supposed Taylor Swift.
That's her name.
I don't know. Maybe it got stuck in my muscle memory somewhere and I just, you know. Let's forget it.
All right.
Move on.
Yeah. Brush it off.
Well, this is our last entry. And
you said this was your more emotional.
This is a tender song.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Okay.
One, two, three, four.
This is dedicated to my dear Aunt Louise, my favorite aunt. May she rest in peace. Aunt Louise, this is for you. Get nasty and touch your body. Get nasty and tell your friends. Get nasty, but don't tell your mama. Ron Burgundy is one bad man. Who? Ha! Ron Burgundy podcast. Podcast. Who? Ha! Hey, mama. Who? Ha! Go tell your papa. Getting so hot in here. But there ain't nothing to fear. Ho, ha! I'm getting so hot in here. Oh, but there ain't nothing to fear. Oh, take back the night. Take back the night. Take back the night. We're gonna take out the night.
All right, that time it worked.
That time it actually worked, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was perfect.
See, okay, so we finally found the correct use.
Wow.
No, I was just trying in all the songs and just trying to find the right fit.
And this is for your aunt that just passed away?
Yes.
It's
a moving song.
It seems a little...
I know. I'm sorry to end on such a low note, guys.
How did she pass?
She was accidentally locked in a sauna.
What?
At the gym.
Whoa.
Yes.
Is that why the lyric is getting so hot in here?
Getting, exactly. Whoa. Yep.
And then could you explain, don't tell your mama? Or did you keep it from her sister?
Her sister, my mother, yes, didn't know.
Wow.
Wow.
Does she know now?
She will know after listening to this song. So
this is your way of telling her?
Yes.
All right. Maybe we should change a little bit of
grief,
it
then. You know, manifests itself in very mysterious ways.
Well, you start off the song by saying get nasty, which might just confuse her. And the touch of
Well, no, I think she'll understand because that was her personalized license plate, Aunt Louise.
Got it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Get nasty.
So it's associative.
Yes. Exactly. Anyway, gentlemen, cannot thank you enough.
Wow.
Wonderful work. Don't worry, your parking will be validated. I know it wasn't the last time you were here. In fact, you had to pay triple, I believe. But we're on it this time.
You said you wanted a profit.
You need to relax.
All right.
Yes. I think this was a very successful session, and I can't thank all of you enough. Wonderful work, and
Do fact check.
Yes.
All right. Please leave.
Can you guys leave, actually?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We have to do the rest of
the podcast. Have to do the rest of the podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Cool. Thank you.
Hurry up. Carolina, help them pack them stuff up and unplug the equipment.
I can't lift the drum.
Okay, I'll lift the drum. You do the rest.
So Carl actually then told me that he's not ready for a relationship while he's overseas. And at first I was shocked, and then I was confused. And
is that it?
I mean, there's more, but I...
But that's pretty much that's a good overview.
I mean, I realized things about me and my dad that...
Yeah, like, you know, relationships are tough. That's all I can tell you, you know?
Okay.
You win some, you lose some, and most of them you lose.
All right, let's just do the
fact check. But thank you for sharing.
Sure. So
let's do our fact check.
Sure.
Carolina, how'd we do today?
Not so great. We have the Volkswagen Beetle.
It's not a beagle.
Correct.
Check.
But we discussed that.
Griffin thinks it's a beagle.
Oh, I don't know about that. And then we just should go over me and you, maybe at a separate time, what muscle memory is. I feel like...
Oh, I'd be happy to go more in depth, do a deeper dive.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Let's do a deeper dive on muscle memory.
Maybe, yeah.
Let's make a note of that.
Okay.
Otherwise, what I learned today is that music really is an insight into your soul.
Wow, yeah.
You know? There's all types of music, wonderful forms, and musicians, I gotta hand it to them. They put their you-know-what on the line every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing. Amazing. Really gripping.
Okay, they're saying that our studio space is...
Oh, we have to leave now?
We should leave.
Oh, okay. We will. We're just finishing up. You don't have to make a gesture like that at me. You know why? Because I can do it right back at you. There. How does that feel? Okay. It's time to go. Thank you for everyone listening to the Take Back the Night Ron Burgundy podcast. This is Ron Burgundy, Carolina, saying goodbye. Stay tuned for scenes from the next episode of the Ron Burgundy podcast.
On the next Ron Burgundy podcast.
Now, I don't want to say anything partisan, but I, for one, am starting to take an anti-bullying stance. But when you're least expecting it, Carolina, I'm going to give you a swirly.
No, please don't.
For old time's sake. And it's not bullying, just so you know. It's a fun joke. I'm not doing it because I'm a bully. I'm just like, Carolina's going to get a kick out of this. Swirly time!
Hello, my name's Gwendolyn Daisy Caraba.
Gwen, thank you for joining us. I want to put this elegantly, because sure. I'm a journalist. When you think of the schoolyard or your friends, who's the biggest asshole you know? You're in my belly.
Yeah.
And now I'm about to poop you out. Oh, we're laughing. We are enjoying each other's company.
Okay, Gwen, Ron, we can get through this.
We're trying to examine bullying, not...
We have
not perpetuate it. Jeez.
We've got this.
Hey, Gwen. Carolina totally screwed up, huh? Because she's dumb.
Yeah. Oh, she's not dumb.
Oh. My point is, bullying is not cool. The Ron Burgundy Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio Podcast Network and Funny or Die. I'm Ron Burgundy. I'm the host, writer, and executive producer. Carolina Barlow is my co-host, writer, and producer. The show is also produced by Whitney Hodak, Jack O'Brien, Miles Gray, and Nick Stumpf. Our executive producer is Mike Farah. Our consulting producer is Andrew Steele. Our associate producer is Anna Hosnier. Our writer is Jake Fogelis. Our production supervisor is Colin McDougall. This episode was engineered, mixed, and edited by Nick Stumpf. See you next Thursday on the Ron Burgundy Podcast.